For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Cultivating happiness. My teacher Thich Nhat Hanh says, true happiness and true power lie in understanding yourself, accepting yourself, having confidence in yourself. Joy or happiness, which I use interchangeably, are a natural capacity. It's not like some people were born joyful and other people just were born grumpy and they can't do anything about it. We all have an innate ability to be happy. And what it takes is to be fully in the present moment. Yes, we can be happy when we're remembering the past. And we maybe feel some excitement when we're anticipating the future. But the real happiness that I'm talking about isn't those big highs that you get from something wonderful happening. It's really more just the feeling of contentment that everything's okay with the world and that you're content and pleased with what's going on. And spending time with my grandkids, I see their delight in the simplest things. You know, looking at a rock can just be delightful for them. And somehow as adults, we lose that ability to just delight in the simple things. We get so caught up in presenting who we are and in accomplishing things that we forget how to enjoy the moment. And that's really what we're talking about today, is how to enjoy the moment. Many people feel that happiness is not attainable, that only a lucky few can be happy, and only when the stars align. So as adults, it takes us an intention to turn toward happiness. We have to continually turn toward happiness, choose to be happy. And since happiness is impermanent, it doesn't last forever. Each event that makes you feel happy goes away. We need to choose over and over and over again every single day. I was talking with the women in the prison about happiness. And they were saying, well, we can't be happy. We're away from our families and we're in prison. And what I suggested was that you can be devastated being away from your family and still find moments of happiness. And one of the women, it clicked with her, said, oh, I was sitting outside today looking at the flowers and there were bees on them. And she went on and on about the different sizes of bees and, you know, different shapes of the bees and how enjoyable it was. And everyone else in the room was just like, oh, I get it. I don't have to be miserable. I can choose to find moments of happiness even in a terrible situation like they're in. So William Blake said, he who binds himself a joy does the winged life destroy, but he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise. There's two different ways that we can cultivate happiness in our life. One is happiness based on external circumstances, and the other is happiness for no reason at all. We often think we need an experience that creates bliss in order to be happy. We need something wonderful to happen. And external circumstances can make us feel happy if we allow ourselves to be happy. But have you ever been at a, let's say, a gathering of family that you thought was going to be lots of fun? And you don't allow yourself to be happy because you choose to focus on a slight maybe that someone gave you, or a disagreement, or something else, and we choose not to be happy. We can also make the decision to say, you know what, I'm just going to be happy. I'm going to allow myself to be happy. The problem with happiness from external circumstances is we don't have any control over them. We can't keep them, we can't hold on to them, and we can't make them be what we want to be. So external happiness arises from causes and conditions. And when those causes and conditions go away, so does the happiness. But sometimes we suffer because we try and hang on to it. You know, I could suffer if I was trying to hang on to the happiness I had spending time with Arlo, because it was so much fun and so much joy. And I could depress myself pretty easily saying, oh, I miss him so much and I don't know when I'll see him again and life is terrible because my kids all live far away. Or I can choose to enjoy what I do have in my life and appreciate it. So instead of making myself suffer, I can be happy with the memory and I can be happy with other things in my life. But if I'm trying to hold on to happiness, I'm all contracted and I don't see the other good things in my life. And so I don't have that fullness of joy of the beautiful sky or the changing colors of the leaves or whatever it is that could make me happy. Eknath Iswaran, and I'm probably mispronounced the name, who's a spiritual teacher, said, what we usually try to do is capture any joy that comes our way before it escapes. We have our butterfly net and go after joy like a hunter stalking his prey. We hide and wait, pounce on it, catch it, and take it home to put it on our wall. When our friends come to visit, we say, hey, Stu, would you like to see my joy? There it is on the wall, dead. We try to cling to pleasure, but all we succeed in doing is making ourselves frustrated because whatever it promises, pleasure simply cannot last. Pleasure can't last, so when we try and grasp onto it and hold on to it, we frustrate ourselves. So being happy from external causes is nice, but we can't control it. But there's another way to be happy, and that's to cultivate being happy for no reason at all. We cultivate happiness by cultivating positive traits. Many of us talked about our gratitude practice and how it makes us a happier person, because we're cultivating seeing all the good in our lives. Whatever you frequently think about and ponder, that's going to become the inclination of your mind. A mind that's in a state of joy is predisposed to notice all that's beautiful and pleasant, while at the same time tending to disregard that's unpleasant. When you're in a good mood, the glass is always half full. But if you're in a bad mood, often the glass is half empty. The perceptions that arise in a joyful mind will tend to emphasize the positive aspects of whatever we see, hear, or feel. If we train our minds to look for the good in life, we'll see more of it. It's only when we're living in the present moment that we can experience happy for no reason. So we did a meditation today, relaxing into the present moment. And I don't know about you, but when I do that meditation, I feel calmer, I feel more centered, I feel content. And to me, that's a type of happiness. Happiness for no reason, but just feeling like, yes, all is okay with the world. It's not that exciting happiness or joy, that's not ecstasy. That's not what we're looking for. It's just a feeling of life is good. And as we grow to understand our happiness mental states, we become aware that happiness is not dependent on our materialistic possessions and our pursuits. I don't have to go on a wonderful vacation to be happy. I could sit in Jean's sun porch and just look out at her yard and see the beauty, and that makes me perfectly happy. So joy is the heart celebration of life, and it comes from the aliveness when we let ourselves just be open to what is. We don't experience the fullness of joy when we're living in our thoughts. When we're living in our thoughts, we always remember that if we're thinking about the past, I coulda, shoulda, woulda, which would have made this even better, instead of appreciating how good it really was. Or if we're living in the thoughts, we're worrying about the future and how it's gotta be this, this, and this to be perfect. And when all that happens, then I'll be happy. But we're not happy. The only time we're happy is when we're living in the present moment, looking at a beautiful sunset, sitting on a beach, watching the colors change. So with mindfulness, happiness can become a choice rather than being dependent on perfect external conditions. Happiness for no reason is just celebrating the life that's here without being dependent on things being a certain way, because things are never going to line up exactly how we want them. Thich Nhat Hanh says, many people think excitement is happiness, but when you're excited, you're not peaceful. True happiness is based on peace. When you're anticipating a vacation, you got a lot of nervous anxiety when you're excited. It's not peaceful. But happiness, true happiness, is based on peace. When you're excited, you're kind of contracted and you're kind of ready for, what's going to happen? So you're not totally in the present moment, just being content. You're looking for what could go wrong and how do I fix it and how can I make this better? So the joy that results from curiosity is smoother and open rather than contracted. The curiosity Arlo had of a stick, just looking at that stick, and he was thrilled. Just because of curiosity, look at, here's a stick and here's another stick. So joy arises from being attentive and curious. Excitement requires something to happen or for us to procure something that we want. We have to do something to get what we want. But if we're just curious in the present moment, a joy can arise without us having to do anything and without things needing to be any certain way. So it sounds like, okay, that should be so easy. We can all be happy. Just be curious and be in the present moment, right? Not quite so easy. So what keeps us from experiencing happiness? Sometimes it's a restlessness that wants things to be different. Could be a feeling that something is wrong or missing. Maybe there's a painful feeling or painful body sensation. Or maybe it's just a story you're telling yourself about the limits of your life and your future. So let's take a moment to just reflect on what keeps us from experiencing more joy in our life. So you want to get into a comfortable position for this reflection. You may choose to close your eyes or just simply unfocus your gaze. And take a couple of long, slow, deep breaths. And ask yourself, what is between me and experiencing more joy. And if you feel yourself freezing up, I don't know the answer to that. Take a couple more long, slow, deep breaths. There's no right or wrong answer. Now let's set that answer aside. Take a deep breath and ask yourself again, what's between me and experiencing joy? And let's set that answer aside. Take another deep breath and ask a final time, what's between me and experiencing more joy? And when you're ready, you open your eyes. You may have noticed that it's difficult to understand what keeps you from experiencing more joy in your life. It may be just a feeling of resistance, and you'll have to look and sit with it to see what's underneath that. It may be that you're just simply too busy, or feel like you're not allowed to feel joy or happiness until you get your to-do list done. It could be you feel you're not worth it, that you're not worth feeling joy. Whatever it is, it keeps us from experiencing the joy that's already in our lives. Instead, we think that in order to be happy, all we need to do is satisfy a craving, and that will bring us happiness. But that's a delusion. It doesn't mean we have to abandon the object of craving, such as chocolate. We just need to abandon the craving for chocolate. We can see that our cravings make us suffer, and our energy can be put into other things that increase our happiness. Happiness is impermanent, like everything else. In order for happiness to be extended, you need to feed your happiness. Nothing can survive without food, including happiness. Your happiness can die if you don't know how to nourish it. So here's some ways you can nourish happiness. Begin by setting the intention to be happy. Being happy starts with the intention to be happy. You have to keep looking at where you're at and where you want to go. Making adjustments is needed. Because if you just set the intention to be happy first thing in the morning, life will get in the way. Put a smile on your face. It's hard to be crabby with a smile on your face. Practice awe. Through mindfulness, we get in touch with the refreshing and joyful aspects of life around us. Give yourself the gift of time to savor the good by recognizing beauty when you see it and giving yourself 20 to 30 seconds to savor the beauty you see and see what's good in your life. start a gratitude practice so you can build your gratitude muscle. When you look back on your day to see what you're grateful for, it teaches us to be aware of what makes us happy. Add to the happiness of others. The quickest way to increase your happiness is to do something to make others happy. And letting go. There's a real joy that comes from letting go. Think of how good it feels to get rid of unneeded possessions. And think of how good it would feel to get rid of unneeded negative feelings. Letting go of a rigid view of how things are supposed to be allows us to be happy with whatever is. Do what nourishes you. Think about what brings joy alive in your life. Instead of sitting indoors when you know being outdoors is more nourishing, take that extra effort and get outside. Every moment of every day is another opportunity to increase your happiness. Start with the intention to be happy. Then look closely at what actually brings you joy and what makes you suffer. In the present moment, you'll find all the things you need to be happy for no reason. No need to wait for external circumstances or the future to be happy. May you savor each moment of your day.